listen. Let me tell you a story about a village that is built with his glory. No sorrow in this place. Just lift your voice and say, let's celebrate. Look like it's gonna be a lovely day. Come on, everybody, let's celebrate. Forget the worries, throw your problems away. Come on, everybody, let's celebrate.
Show your smile, show your smile, show your smile now.
Everybody, let's celebrate.
Oh, 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 oh.
Everybody, let's celebrate.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. As always, we are delighted that you are with us. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, today is the first day of October, and all month long, we take a look at the medical issue of breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How many of you are taking part in a run? How many of you are scheduling mammograms? How many of you men are reminding the women in your lives to schedule mammograms? And we are talking tonight to a survivor. Valita Keys started an organization to save women from breast cancer. She joins us tonight from St. Louis. Valita, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
I want to start at the very beginning. You were fairly young, early 30s, when you were first diagnosed with cancer. And I'm saying first because you've been diagnosed twice. Take us back to that day.
Well, the first time I was diagnosed, I was very, very tired. I had just got off of work, and I got the phone call at about 5:27 p.m. I got the phone call, like I said, around 5:27 p.m., and it was my doctor, and she just told me I had ductal carcinoma in situ, which I know that it meant cancer, and I meant cancer inside my breast ducts. But she didn't give me a whole lot of information, told me to call back into the office the next day. So I was on pins and needles throughout the whole night. But I knew I was going to be okay because I had a dream 3 years prior to that I was going to have to deal with this challenge.
Even though you had dreamt that you would face a breast cancer diagnosis, weren't you a little stunned as you stood in your kitchen and listened to the doctor?
Yes, I was very stunned. I was just in a shock. I was just shocked because I just felt like it was an interruption of life. I was headed back to school. I was in school, and it was just an interruption of life.
You said you dreamt that you were diagnosed, that you were going to face this challenge. Your mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer, so there was the hereditary component.
Right. My mom has had breast cancer twice, 20 years apart in the same breast. But since I've been diagnosed, we all been tested for the BRCA2 gene, the gene mutation that lets you know that you have a strong chance of developing breast cancer in your lifetime. So yes, we, my family and myself, we all have the gene mutation, BRCA2, and we all have taken the proper channels to prevent and stay aware of breast cancer.
So after your diagnosis the first time, how was your life changed?
Well, my life has changed dramatically, but it's been for the good. I tell people that cancer has truly done me a favor, and I don't say that in a, you know, sarcastic way. It just has done me a favor. I've learned to appreciate life more. I've learned to give back, and it's just been a fast pace since I've been diagnosed. It's everything has really gone pretty fast for me. It seems like every day is fast, fast, fast. But with all that being said, it's just been a blessing to been diagnosed, but to also been able to give back.
Well, your days are so action-packed because in the midst of facing this medical mountain, you decided to help other people. There's nothing like going through a storm, but while you're in the storm, you stop and say, okay, Lord, let me see if I can help some other people. And you started a nonprofit called Valita's Hope. Tell us about it.
Valita's Hope is, like you say, a not-for-profit organization where one of the main things that we give women recliners that have to have a double mastectomy, such as myself. Once you've been diagnosed with breast cancer and the doctors recommend for you to have a double mastectomy and you go through your surgery, we're at your home within 24 to 40 hours with a recliner so that you can heal comfortable and rest comfortable. And we have given recliners away this year. We drove all the way from St. Louis to Detroit to deliver a recliner back here in June. So we're on a mission to win lives by making sure that when a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, she has a recliner after that double mastectomy.
It is an amazing story of courage and faith and tenacity. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Valita Keys, the founder of Valita's Hope. We'll be right back.